Hey guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that. I'm still not over these mugs.
I remembered the clink this week. I know, they're so cute. Every time I open my cupboard, they just like smiling at me.
Oh, it just, that would make me so happy. I'm actually now jealous that we film the podcast at your house and you get to see Teen Toast.
Next week you can open
we're
the cupboard.
We're so sad.
Smiling at you.
Does anyone else just like actually make... Is it inanimate objects?
Yeah,
is that
I was
the word?
Say, we make
like
things
people,
human, don't
yeah.
we?
Anyway, catch up. What have you been up to? Jinx.
I've had a really, really busy weekend just with family.
Like you were full on.
Full on. I had my last hockey game of the season.
Amazing. Did you win?
Yeah, we won 2-0. It was really good. It was sunny. It was good vibes.
The weather is just honestly.
Oh.
The fact that the clocks have gone back. Oh my God, like insane. Last night I was literally like, it was the first night of the like clocks and I was like, wow. Like I've also editing this podcast realized that I say like 24 times a sentence.
Do you?
And it's giving me the ick and now I'm actually noticing
it. You're definitely worse than me. Do I do it as well?
No, I'm so bad. So yeah, I was like, can I add some more words to my vocabulary, please? But anyway, it was just so light at like 7:30. And I was like, oh my God, I literally was like, seasonal depression has officially gone.
Left the body.
Life is going to start getting better. All the summer events.
Toast to that.
Toast to that.
Seasonal depression is gone.
Woo! So yeah, you won hockey. What else did you have going on?
Just went out for lunch with mum and Richard's mum. Dad's
stunning.
Birthday. It was just a very family-heavy weekend.
Yeah, we just had my dad's 61st birthday. Sorry for outing your age, Dad. And we all got a Chinese. So we're one of four siblings. Well, we're two of the four.
Yeah.
We're two of the four. And then as well, like we all have like partners. So there's always a lot of us. Like just
big
our immediate
Chinese
family is 10 of us.
I know. This is what I'm like when I'm planning this wedding. People are like, why don't you just have a small wedding? And I'm like, so me and Richard and our immediate families is 23 people. So I'm like, well, I might as well have...
Yeah, just immediate family is 23. That's crazy.
Yeah, because you go on like micro weddings and it's like for 20 people. And I'm like, well, my immediate family is more than that.
Exceeds that, yeah.
So... yeah, there's a lot of us.
Yeah, but we've had the local Chinese from like the town that we're from. And can I just say it was sensational?
It was.
Me and mum, because I stayed over because it was Mother's Day the day after. So I like stayed over so I could see mum. And we both, I think, sat for about 10 minutes discussing how good the Chinese was.
Decent chat.
We had a Chinese debrief. It was great.
Oh, I'm glad she enjoyed it.
And she was even saying those salt and pepper boxes are a game changer.
They are.
They're really
good.
And
it's nice because you just get a bit of everything.
I know, it's so good. But yeah. So we had that and we played this game called Linky. And I do have to admit, I was so hungover, but
you
I hated the game.
You were being so miserable.
I hated the game.
I know you did.
I know, I made it obvious.
But then like everyone was making out like I wanted to play because I was good. But I brought it because I thought
No, I could
Mum
see you were getting anxious,
it.
But I was like, no one was actually aiming it at you. I think people just were realizing
just didn't want to play. And yeah. I was like, let's not play then. Like, I don't care.
I feel like you felt responsible because you brought the game.
Well, I did feel responsible because I did bring the game and you were all like hammering it. And I was just like,
Dad the next morning on our little debrief was saying, I didn't quite get on board with the game. He was like, I got into the swing of it towards the end. And then my mum was like, you gotta be good at everything. So yeah, it was funny. But yeah, so we had a little good fam-a-lam weekend.
Nice.
And then it was obviously Mother's Day. So you spent it with Richard's mum and dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it?
Really nice.
What did you do?
Roast. It was very chill. I went for a run and I've hurt my knee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really
bad.
You're going
to be able to do your half? That is literally...
a week, like less than a week away.
Is it next weekend?
Next Sunday.
Oh my God. I thought it was the end of April. Okay.
So I went to go on a 10K run yesterday and it was really good. I was in such a good mood. I'd put a nice outfit on. It was sunny.
I love it when you put a new gym set on.
Yeah, I felt great.
I know we played underrated, overrated last week and I just feel like putting a new gym set on is underrated. You feel yourself, don't you?
You do feel yourself.
Oh, it's so good.
I think that's the thing. Anyway, so I was like, I went out and I was like feeling really good and my knee has been playing up a little bit. This is like the knee stuff's a bit boring, but the point of the story is going to get better. And I got to like 2.5 kilometers and I just have to stop because I thought if I keep going, I'm going to hurt myself. Yeah. So I turn around.
That's good listening to your body.
I turn around to walk home. I called Richard. It's a good job I wasn't dying because he literally didn't answer the phone or text me back. And then there was a group of girl runners behind me. And I was like, oh gosh, let me get out of the way. Like, oh, I look like I've stopped running. Like,
yeah.
You know, and you're like, then yeah. getting in your head. Anyway, it was Lauren with her friends training for her marathon.
Oh, okay.
And she was so nice. She was like, my point of the story is like, girls are nice, they're so nice. I know, nice.
And because it doesn't even happen that often, you genuinely get, and she was like, oh my God, that person was so nice.
She was with her friends and she was like, see if you could just slow jog back to your house. We're running past your house anyway. Like, I'll slow jog back with you.
No, that's really nice. And
it was, it was actually just
so
really
you managed
nice.
To get back.
Yeah, so I ran back.
Girlhood, that is the power of girlhood.
5 kilometers, and we talked the whole way back, which distracted me from the pain in my knee.
And then are you just going to rest it now?
I'm just going to rest till Saturday.
Okay.
And then I've actually, which I'm a bit nervous about, but my friend from hockey sent me like, obviously there's loads of run, like girl-based run clubs in London. Mm-hmm. And loads of them are doing like shakeout runs in London on Saturday. And she was like, oh, if you're there, you should go to one. And I was like, oh yeah, that would actually be cute. But I feel like I'm a bit anxious to do that.
I think you should. And especially how Sunday went. And like just girls being nice.
Yeah, it made me feel good.
And I do feel like you're all there because you're running it, you're in it together. I feel like that would actually make you feel good before the race.
Yeah, guys, if someone lives in London and is a slow runner, can you let me know if you're going to one?
No, I think you should definitely do that.
Yeah, so I'll let you know.
Please
if you do,
put yourself
it'd be
out
nice.
There.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I know you're not
going to
do it, but I think you should.
No, I might. I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
So yeah, that made me feel really nice yesterday because I felt really, really crap about the run. And then within like 3 minutes they jogged past me and I was like, okay, like
everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, so
maybe
I mean,
you were supposed to stop and get that motivation you needed.
Yeah, so I've not really been doing anything like super fun, but like family time, hockey. I've got 2 weeks off from Friday, so like I'm just in like,
that is so exciting,
good like vibes. But what have you been up to? You went out, didn't you? Tell me.
Yes.
Have you got any good stories? Like, give me a good going out story. I've not been out in ages.
The assignment for Friday was get dressed up to feel sexy and get feral with my bestie.
Oh, okay.
Margarita Fridays for absolutely no reason other than the fact that we just felt like we haven't been feral in a while and we hadn't got, like, dressed up in a while. So we put, like, really nice dresses on.
Getting, like, went properly to nice dressed places. Up is
yeah,
underrated.
I actually felt sexy. And yeah. I was like, this in itself, like, I think girls' nights out are, like, therapy. But the actual getting dressed up, feeling yourself is therapy. I could literally like...
That's only if the outfit works.
Oh,
works.
Yeah. But
if getting ready goes wrong...
I know. Well, I was getting ready on TikTok Live, which I think I always enjoy those. And I feel like, again, with speaking of the girlhood...
Yeah, you've got
so
like your
many
hype
girls all stay on it the whole time. And they're like reminding me of the time of when I've got to leave. And like if I'm doing my hair and I'm getting stressed, they're like, oh, you've left a bit out. So I'm like, oh my God, this is girlhood. You're helping me out. So I honestly feel like I slayed my makeup. And then I had no idea what I was wearing. And I was like, this is where it's going to go wrong because I have 15 minutes to leave the house. And I had no clue.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So then I just was like, normally that's when I come off live because I like to do the film or get dressed with me. But I'm so glad I stayed on live because I just pulled out a couple of dresses and instantly everyone was just like, that one, that one, that one. And I was like, but it's an outfit repeat. And they were like, wear
it. Doesn't matter.
And then I put it on and everyone was just like,
what did you wear?
That black lace dress
that
I wore in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I was just really feeling myself. I've not worn anything that revealing in a long time.
Good.
We went to Dear Sailor, which is a really good bar. It gives like Mykonos vibes, like with the decor and like Mykonos, Dubai, gives an abroad feel.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's very kind of like the music you'd have at a pool club. So a nice drinks, really dark, like atmosphere. So it's a really nice bar. So we said we wanted to go somewhere that felt a bit nicer as well, not just the usual places. Mm. And yeah, we were actually just, I feel like I actually spent most of the night talking about how good the night was. You know, well, no, because we got feral. So the assignment, oh, that was basically how that was what I wanted to say. The assignment was get feral. We got feral.
And you met the assignment.
I met the assignment. But I think it got to a point where I think we had our last couple of drinks or last few drinks too closely together. And I think it hit me and my best friend at the same time. Mm. And whereas if we'd have maybe not had that last couple of drinks, we'd have probably stayed out longer dancing. But I think it hit us and we were both just suddenly were a bit like, ooh, okay, we're drunk. And then I was like, I think I need food. And then we went Subway. And then I was like, well, should we just go home? Oh,
Subway.
And oh, it was, I have not had a Subway in a long time.
I have not, I can't tell you. But
when I got home, it was one of them where I was like, I'm feeling wavy. I'm going to wake up with a hangover. Normally, you kind of stop drinking, you dance for a bit, then go home.
Yeah, dance it off. So woke
up. Oh, guys, I don't throw up from alcohol or anything. I was throwing up. I was hungover.
You were in a bad way.
I was in a bad way.
When we were all having Chinese and this was at like 7 o'clock.
I cried in the day to Yannick because I was like, I've been looking forward to this Chinese all week and I'm scared I'm not going to be able to eat it. Because before, that Chinese was the first thing I ate all day. I couldn't stomach anything. But anyway.
Did Janet not get annoyed with you?
No, we felt sorry for you. Came, I was
felt sorry
up.
For you. It was self-inflicted.
I was throwing up and he came and held my hair back.
Oh, he's really sweet.
I know. I was like, will you marry me? And he was like, not.
Were you still smashed?
I was really vulnerable, guys.
You're just like, someone save me.
Yeah, someone save my soul. I was like, the thing is, if I'd have like apps, because I know what I can be like, I didn't drink that much. I think it was the amount I had in a short space of time. Because I think
they were probably
last,
really strong drinks.
Yeah, and because of where we were going as well, like they were strong, nice drinks. So again, maybe I'm just used to the cheap stuff. So, but it was really, really good. Loved getting dressed up, feeling sexy. And then I wanted to give you guys an update on Coachella.
You've got an update?
It's a sad update.
Oh my gosh, no.
So obviously I've been doing a day, whatever, of trying to get invited to Coachella. Yeah. On
and
my
your
TikTok.
Outfits have slayed.
And I had a call with my management last week.
Yeah.
And she was like, Lucy, I'm just going to tell you this now because you're going to start seeing on socials that we are going to Coachella. But she was like, when I say it was so close, like this brand nearly, like they were so close to choosing you and we were pushing you. Like everyone on the team was like, this girl is literally a walking advert for Coachella. Like her followers will be behind it because she started this series.
Everyone and would be so happy.
The only reason I didn't get chosen is because they hadn't worked with me before and they'd worked with this other girl before. So they were like, you know, that was literally the only reason. But she was like,
so people from your management are going?
Yeah, but not me.
Oh, no.
But I was like, I'm still delusional. I'm still going to keep going. Because
when is it?
Coachella's, I think it's like the 17th to 20th or something. I think it's
there's
Easter weekend and then the weekend after that.
There's still time.
So there's still time. A brand could the week before just fly me out. I doubt it. But we're going to keep going.
We need some more vids. You need to pump them out now.
I know. I'm going to film loads tomorrow.
Because you were so close.
My manager
someone else
was literally like, she was just like, I want you to be proud because the fact that you were like that close to even going. And I was like, yeah. So
it is, you have got to be proud and to be fair to the brand.
But just to give you guys an update, because everyone was like, she's so delusional, probably. It nearly happened.
Nearly happened, guys.
And it still could, maybe. We'll see.
Get her to Coachella. I didn't know when it was because I was like, I know it's April, but I was like, it's probably quite soon. And I was like,
I know, and then I was like, you know what? I'll just make a funny out of it and just be like, okay, well, day one of trying to get invited to Afro Nation or something. Start again.
No, you'll have to start again for Coachella. Yeah, series for next year.
Day 471 of trying to get invited to Coachella.
Someone will come across you on the FYP like, oh, she's still trying to get invited. Oh,
she's still going. God loves a trier. So yeah, I just thought I would update you guys on that. I fancy the game of the week next. What's game of the week?
Game is, so because I'm excited because we're both going away soon and like you say, seasonal depression is gone and just like,
whoop, whoop,
let's go. Do you know what I mean? That's the mood I'm in.
Yeah.
So we're going to do blind ranking.
Oh, I love a blind ranking.
A holiday, like destination, like holidays.
Oh, I'm going to find this so hard because
it's 1 to 10. There's 10.
You want me to blind rank 10?
Yeah.
Have I been to all of them?
No.
Oh, okay. So just kind of what I would perceive.
Okay, ready. Number one, Marbella.
Marbella. See, I went and I did like it, but it wasn't my best trip ever. I'm going to go for number six.
Okay.
Marbella at number six. It is a good trip. Like, they have good pool clubs. I would say the clubs aren't really anything, but they have a night. Like, it's Puerto Banús, really, when you go Marbella.
That's the thing, you know. When you say Marbella, it is actually Puerto Banús.
Yeah, the beach was nice. The pool beach clubs were good, but it rained when we were there, so we didn't get to... One of the beach clubs we'd booked, they moved it inside, and it wasn't the vibe. And people say Old Town Marbella is really nice, but I didn't get to go there either, so I would like to go again.
It is. We went to a...
But I wouldn't really rate the clubs, but again, I only really did one club. Oh, I did the rooftop. Yeah, I wouldn't really... I didn't rate the clubs, but for daytime vibes and nice food and just like you can get the chill as well as the party.
Yeah, we went as a couple. We really liked it. We would definitely go back, though. I think it is very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not think
the pool clubs are?
Yeah, like the drinks and the food.
Like, that's any pool club. That is literally any pool club.
No, I know, but even like some of the restaurants we went to.
Yeah,
I was like,
the day I was feral, I spent nearly like €200 in a pool club, and I was like, oh, I don't even have any memory to show for it.
Yeah, I think it's expensive, but
don't do a me.
Also, really, as if it rained, because south of Spain, like, you're meant to be like guaranteed the weather.
It was. I was like, oh, that's and we only went for like a long weekend. Anyway,
okay, number two, Miami. Welcome to Miami.
The thing is, that is up there for me in terms of, because I've been there, but you might pull something out of that I, like LA, and to me, I'm like, that'd be a dream, but I've never been, I don't know, I do have an emotional connection with Miami.
It is hard when you don't know, oh, that's the whole point, you don't know what's coming.
I know, I'm thinking the one or two spot, so I'm like, do I leave it and put somewhere else at number one, or
there's
do I just
worse
go
than holding
it
out your number one spot and then it having to go to like something rubbish, but it's up to you.
I'm gonna go number two because I'm gonna save the number ones.
I really want to go to
I'm
Miami.
Gonna regret that.
That's definitely on mine and Richard's list. Like, we both want to go there.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Number three. No, I don't think you're that bothered, because I'm not that bothered about this place, but Sydney.
The thing is with Australia, if I am ever gonna go, I'll go and I'll explore it and I'll probably love it, but I don't have an urge to go Australia.
I don't have
it. And my best mate has been living there for like 2 years, I've still not been, but it's actually going to work out that I think I'm going to go to New Zealand with her.
Oh,
Australia. And I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
That's really cool. When?
Next March, I think, is when she's moving over. So thinking I go at the same time. So then we're kind of both just holidaying it together, and then she can then settle. And
that's exciting. I would.
I know. I need to price that up.
I would actually choose to go to New Zealand over.
Yeah. So I'm gonna, and as well, like Sydney. I bet, is it a city break? Is that good for like a few days, or do you? I'm gonna go 8 or 9 because there's maybe gonna be worse on this. I'm just gonna go 9 because I just don't feel like I have a connection.
Okay.
With it, like I'm not longing to go.
Barcelona.
I love Barcelona. I was actually driving here and it's sunny and I had Afrobeats on, and I just took me back to the rooftop Afrobeats event I was at last year in Barcelona, and I was like, I want a summer trip in Barcelona.
I love Barcelona.
I think
I've not been for a long time though.
If I've got Miami at 2, it doesn't really deserve to be 3 because it's not like directly under Miami. It's better than Marbella, so I'm going to go 5, Barcelona.
Okay. Next one is Wales, like a camping walking holiday.
Yeah, that's a number 10 spot for me.
I was like, this is Lucy's worst.
I'm really glad I didn't put Sydney at 10. Yeah, no, Wales. That it wouldn't just, I'm not an outdoorsy tent person.
No, not a tent, like a cute.
Like a cabin.
Yeah.
It's still not for me. I'd rather do the cabin in maybe the lakes or Cornwall or even Yorkshire.
I just can't even imagine
can't
you doing it.
I can't picture me in Wales doing that.
You can't. Well, when you close your eyes, you can't vision yourself in there.
No.
Okay. I'll cancel that staycation. No, I'm kidding. Okay, next one, Reykjavik. I think it's Reykjavik.
Oh, Iceland.
That's the capital of Iceland, isn't it?
Yeah, so Iceland is on my list, but because I am wary that you are going to pull some bangers out, but oh, what if you come back with, like, York? Oh, no. I'm going to go number 8.
Okay.
I'm just going to write Iceland because there's no way I'm spelling that.
I thought I'd nailed it and then autocorrect corrected it for me. Right. Yeah. I actually really want to go. And
I really want to go to Iceland. Yeah, I want to do the Blue Lagoon, but I wouldn't say it's not my first choice, hence why I've probably not done it yet.
Same. Like, I want to go, but I don't know if it, like, it would ever be my first choice.
For me, it's like I want to pay to go and get the sun.
Yeah, we're sun holiday type people. Benidorm.
I really wish I'd put Iceland at 7 now and not 8, because Benidorm's going to have to go above Iceland and Sydney, to be honest. Benidorm, I'm a bit angry about that. Okay, Benidorm would have been a 9.
Blind React is so rough at this point.
So I'm going to go 7, Benidorm. Okay. I really didn't think that through. Why did I put Sydney so low? I'd love to go to Sydney if I got the opportunity.
Where did you put it? Number 9! When you did 9, I thought, that's rough.
Okay.
Okay, next one is Las Vegas.
Vegas. Okay, I'm actually going to just chuck this at number 1.
Oh, okay. Like it. You're like...
I'm claiming number 1 spot because I think, like, I've done Miami, I've done Dubai, I've done Ibiza.
You've never been.
I've done a lot of these party destinations. I haven't done Mykonos, I still want to do, but Las Vegas is the one I've just not done, and I can't believe I've not partied in Vegas yet.
I
always say
been.
My hen do will be Vegas. That's what I always say.
Oh, that's a big expectation.
I know, but I'm literally expecting, like, one person to say yeah. I'm not someone that's going to, like... No, because I'll do like summer back home
for low-key
everyone, and then like I'm just assuming I'll be lucky if I get one person to agree to Vegas, but it'll be the trip of a lifetime.
Well, I mean, if I'd like to come. Vegas,
if I'm rich enough to
pay
for people,
Vegas is a vibe, honestly.
No, so yeah, Vegas is just I wanna do the pool parties, I wanna do the strip, I wanna just do the clubs, I wanna go try all the food, I wanna go on in the Grand Canyon, I just wanna do it all. So yeah, I would say Vegas is number 1.
Next one is Maldives.
I'm gonna go 4. Oh, you're gonna put a really bad one as the last one though. Like, is my last one going to be Scotland or something? And then that would take the number 3 spot.
I don't know.
I mean, I've got 3 and 4 left, so they're quite... The Maldives, I think, would just be an absolute dream.
What do you think I'm going to say that's better than the Maldives?
Yeah, I'm going to put Maldives...
That's what's concerning in my head.
I would put, like, Tokyo.
No, I know.
I would put, like, Mexico, Caribbean over the Maldives.
I know you would.
But I'm going to go 3 because I'm thinking... Yeah, I'm going to go 3 because I would love to experience the Maldives. I'm just not a sea person, so that kind of rules out any of the...
You'll be able to see everything.
No, but that kind of like clears out any... Cause no, but I still wouldn't do snorkeling or anything. I don't like the fish in the sea. So that kind of clears out any water activities for me to do. Then what, I feel like I'd be bored.
When I wrote it, I thought Maldives in for her, but so, you still can't really turn it down.
I mean, I'll go 3. I'll be going to be really annoyed now if your last one, I would have rather done it than the Maldives.
No, you don't.
Okay.
The last one is Brighton.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you're the one that's put Sydney as number 9 and Brighton as number 4. Just to show
that
you,
I did crazy. Okay, so my top 10. So 10 is Wales, 9 is Sydney, 8 is Iceland, 7 is Benidorm, 6 is Marbella, 5 is Barcelona, 4 is Brighton, 3 the Maldives, 2 Miami, and 1 Las Vegas. I think
some of them are in a good spot.
Yeah, I think what I would do is the last 3 would be Benidorm, Brighton, and Wales.
To be fair, if you could just swap Sydney and Brighton, that would be not too bad.
Yeah.
You didn't really rate Brighton, did you, when you went? I've not been.
I've been a couple of times. One time it was like raining, and I do just think it's a seaside place. It needs to be sunny. It's more pubby and indie, and the club, like we went in this club and I was like, what is going on? It's just not the city girl vibe.
It's not your aesthetic, is it?
No, it's not for me. But I can appreciate on a sunny day by the sea. I bet it's absolutely beautiful. Okay, so topic of the week. I thought we'd bring some posy vibes because a few weeks ago we did trends that we just cannot get on board with. And even though I stand by every single one, and thank you guys for sending them in because they were great, I thought we'd twist it around and this week do trends that we absolutely can get on board with and what we're vibing with and feeling.
Who knows,
we might be basic energy bitches, but I'm okay for, I mean, you're still wearing the bow in your hair, so I would assume you're on the bow trend.
Do you know what? I feel like if my hair's looked like today, it was a bit poofy, I thought, let me just put a bow in and people won't be able to see the poofiness.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good distraction. It's a good
lazy girl vibe.
Yeah. Because then people are like, oh, your hair's cute just because you've got a bow in it.
I love that. And even to be fair, I looked at the bow. I didn't look at the poof.
Yeah.
There you go then.
See, good distraction, the bow.
Okay, so something I am liking.
Go on.
Even though I'm so against this, like, clean girl aesthetic.
Okay.
One thing I'm loving is the waistcoats and fitted blazers.
Hmm.
Like, I am loving waistcoats with jeans and trousers, and I think they're just such a good, smart, casual go-to look as well. So for women looking in the summer, they're going for a nice day drinks, a waistcoat and jeans with heels.
Yeah, I am liking that.
So I am liking that vibe. And then I love how you can layer a waistcoat. You can have the shirt underneath. You could have, do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's going away from like the girly dressing ups, going out stuff. I am liking a
waistcoat. And then these fitted blazers where they cinch in at the waist. They're kind of going for the big shoulder pads and cinching in at the waist.
Yeah. Like the odd muse ones.
Yeah. I am a fan of a fitted blazer. I've not owned one yet because I feel like all the really good ones are like maybe slightly out of my price range. And then when I see cheap ones, I'm like, is that actually going to be fitted at the waist though?
Blazer is quite expensive, but it's hard to
find a good blazer. Yeah, because all my blazers I've had for 5 years plus. So a blazer lasts you such a long time. But I have seen one that's trending. And I think I'm going to buy it for New York. So I think I am going to invest in one.
Where's it from?
It's Ego, but I keep seeing it on TikTok shop. But it's like a play suit. So it's like got built-in shorts.
Oh, interesting. You'll have to show me afterwards.
Yeah, so I think I will buy that for New York.
On that vibe, I've actually got one that's quite similar. And it's have you seen they're like tops, but so it's like the double denim, but the top has like buttons down the middle, so it's almost like a waistcoat but not, because
it has the buttons and then it stops
and then it maybe like comes out a little bit.
Yes, I wore that brown waistcoat and everyone was like, it's not really a waistcoat, it's a top.
No, but like has denim buttons. One. I'm talking about,
yeah, I know you're on about denim.
I think Zoe Ray wore one. I'm obsessed with
let
her.
Let me see
anything. Wow. Zoe and Molly do. Yeah she did look her.
Yeah.
I think
so it's kind of like the waistcoat trend that I was talking about. But
yeah, but I like the specific denim is what I'm talking
double
about.
Denim is definitely back in. It's all about double denim this spring.
And I'm here for it.
And I've always been a fan of double denim, so I'm happy it's back. And I feel like I might even do a whole double denim and diamonds, like I've said, for Cowboy Carter.
Does it have to be the same shade? I don't really know the rules.
I would say it needs to be the same, if not really like similar, if you're pairing it together.
I think it looks more expensive when it's the same color. Yeah.
So something kind of related, something I did say I'm really on board with, is the cowboy / rodeo vibe going on.
Yeah. So
like color, did you look at Color Wow? Their trip.
Oh no, I didn't. But I
Amber
was gonna...
from Love Island has been, Maura went, Grace from Love Island went, Jasmine Green went. They'll all have posted anyway. So they've just done that trip. All of the festival collections coming out, like Oh Polly's festival collection that just came out with Maura. That's so rodeo cowboy.
Yeah, that's, I saw that Maura do that. But did she do another fest like cowboy? Was it this?
She went to. Texas.
Yeah, such a vibe. So I was going to...
So I'm loving anything rodeo cowboy theme at the moment.
I was 100% going to say this, but then I thought, I banged this drum last week. I can't bang it again, but it just hits. I think it's such a vibe.
It's so good. I'm really loving it. Even just the simplicity outfits but with the cowboy boots and the hat. Oh, I just love it so much. So I'm so here for that trend.
I'm glad it didn't stop. Like, I think it was around last year. And it was kind of around last
year, but it's like, it's really here this year. I feel like everyone's going full pelt with it now. It's really rodeo. It's not even cowboy, it's rodeo.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
It's been taken to a next level. Right. Okay, another one I have. Controversial, because I'm not sure whether I'm on board with this.
Oh, okay.
I'm part of the movement and I'm doing it.
Okay. So you're just doing it because everyone else is doing it.
Well, I've just naturally been doing it. And okay. I don't even know if it's a trend, but I'm going to call it a trend because I don't think in 2 years, 3 years, we'll be doing this.
Go on.
Girly era and it's giving are now in my vocabulary.
It's giving, you say a lot.
I say it's giving a lot. I've now started saying girly all the time. Like, I'm just a pink girly, or I'm a... like the girlies, like
she's
on TikTok.
Girly. Yeah.
And then era as well. Like, I'm in my era. Like, I don't know if I'm on board with them,
era,
but I'm saying them. They're in my vocabulary.
Thing. Everyone is like you get a cup of coffee and it's like, coffee era.
I'm in my coffee era. And even I joke with my friends, like, we're just in a new era every week. But it's not even that I'm in the era. It's just a saying.
I know what you mean. And so, phrases like that do so come and go. Like, if you think about what we'll have said, like, when we were at high school or whatever.
Yeah.
Do all your friends actually come at you for saying high school? Do you say, everyone's like, do you mean secondary school? We're not American.
I say high school.
Yeah,
because
same.
Our school was called Selby High School.
Yeah, I know. But everyone I say high school to, it literally looks at me like I'm insane.
No, I think it's cooler.
I had two more in mind. First one is pastels. I actually really can get on vibe with them. I really like them.
I know
them.
I'm wearing a
I'd say that's pastel pink.
I love pastel yellow, and the pastel yellow colour has been labelled on so many different like fashion
articles. It's like the colour.
It's the colour of the season. And I'm glad yellow's having its moment, because I've always been a yellow advocate. Doing it for the yellows. But pastels for me give that it's something a bit meh.
I really like them.
But then at the same time, I love looking at pastel colours, so...
I think it's because when I was looking at trends, and I mean that like seasonal depression is gone, I was like feeling all spring and I was like, oh, pastels just make me feel like it's warm and spring.
Yeah. No, I can get on board with that. I can get on board.
And
but
I like
not everything. I think that's the thing. People that love pastels buy everything in pastel.
I like doing a pastel like French tip, but in like a pastel colour.
Yeah, that's very you.
That's very me.
Yeah, I think that's borderlining on like clean girl, which is why I'm like 50-50 on it.
Yeah, which is definitely more me than you.
Yeah. And then another one for me, I've got two more and you have one more.
Actually, no, I've got two more.
Okay. So next one for me is skincare. And I know that's really broad, but you just like how I was complaining before, how no one goes out anymore and this and that. But I do actually love that all us girlies, shall I say, are really into skincare.
Yeah.
I love that skincare is kind of just as spoken of, maybe not as much, but it's kind of getting there to makeup in a way. Like
oh,
even
yeah.
that Michaela, she's just brought out like a skin prep range, not makeup, not skincare. And it, again, I just love how everyone's looking after their skin, and it's about, oh, what serum do you use? And I am really on board with that, because we all got to look after our skin and look healthy and beautiful and young. And so I really do love that everyone seems
that is
to be
clean
on the skincare.
Girl,
but I can get on board with that.
No, I'm so on board with the skincare. I was literally doing some last night. Richard's mum bought me
therapy.
Is it Ordinary or The Ordinary?
The Ordinary.
Yeah, she bought me some of that
Stunning.
Stuff. So I was like romanticizing I was like, you know, like with the pipette.
I love and putting I a like, mask on and just like romanticizing life.
I
thinking
did,
I'm Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City.
I did my Kylie Skin face mask as well, which
Sophie
bought me, and I've been really trying to like make
it good
last. Yeah, I really like it. And someone said this morning when I got to school this morning, someone was like,
I might have to invest in
you
that
look really...
and try it out.
I can't remember. Not she didn't say glowing, but she was like basically said that like my aura and energy look good.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I was like, oh yeah, I did a face mask last night.
Oh, vibes.
I don't really think this is a trend. And I think it's here to stay. Well, I'm hoping it's here to stay. Or maybe it's not even a thing anymore. Maybe I just still do it. I feel like when we were growing up, no one went out in like tracksuits or like it was chavvy or you going to the gym. Whereas yeah. we all just wear like tracksuits, athleisure.
I would say.
And I am so on board with that.
Yeah, I would say that's probably been around since, I think lockdown started that.
Yeah, do you know what you probably did?
Because lounge, because obviously I started kind of doing my job in lockdown. It was all about promoting loungewear because that's all that's we all were we wearing. So and then I think stuck. We all got so comfy in it. And now loungewear is like when I planned my Instagram back. Content, especially last week, and I was like, let me go look on like girls' pages, you know, for inspo and what are people posting right now? Is it just like, is it going out spring outfits? Is it everyone's just in, it's like matching gym sets and loungewear and jogger sets, and everyone's just walking around like that now.
I'm
and
so I am here for it.
Yeah, I am here for just walking around in a tracksuit and it being cool.
Same, because when we were younger, when we were younger, wasn't.
you would think it was chavvy or...
even if you wore a hoodie. I remember, and this is obviously like going way, way back, but when I was in year 11, we all the girls, there was like 20 of us, agreed that we were just going to come in hoodies and jeans. And it was like a big deal that on uniform day, we were just going to wear hoodies rather than like dress up. Whereas now, I bet that's what they wear.
Yeah, just wear hoodies and tracksuits. Yeah. Non-uniform day, you got dressed up. Yeah,
and we were literally like, we're just going to come in hoodies. Like, we were like making it, we had like a movement.
Yeah, I feel like this whole wearing tracksuits out is a movement.
So I know it's hopefully not it like, I know it's not like a new thing, but I'm very here for it staying.
No, I totally agree with that. Okay, my last one is, I've tried them once. And I just think I need more practice because I was literally like, oh my God, wow, this is amazing if they stay on for a few days like they're supposed to, but they kind of came off the next day. So I was like, I think I applied them wrong. But cluster lashes instead of strip lashes. Because strip lashes, I love them when I've got them on, but these girls, that they just always look like they've got seamless lashes and they're all bragging and it's like, no, it's just these little cluster like lashes that
and
I stick on.
Are they the ones you stick underneath?
Yeah, you stick them underneath and then they last for like 3 to 5 days. I put them on once. Loved it, lasted all day, slept in them, and then basically two had fallen off and I didn't have enough because I went through a lot practicing for the first time, so then I kind of had to take them all out. But I was like, if I actually keep practicing at that and they last long, you
that's
just always look like you've got seamless lashes.
It's
so
like
I'm,
when you get your lashes done, like as soon as some start coming out, you just want to take them all off.
But if I can genuinely learn the trick of the trade with that, I think that'll be a game changer, and I am here for it. Like when I see lash adverts now and influencers promoting lashes, it's never strip lashes, it's these clusters, and I feel like I need to get with that movement.
I feel like there may be like more, I think it's because they're a bit
more natural,
demure.
Yeah.
Like,
demure.
Like than big strip lashes. So I don't actually know if this is a trend because, or whether it's just like people that I follow, because I follow all the similar types of people, but I follow loads of fitness influencers. So like running, I feel like is maybe a bit of a trend, but also high rocks.
Oh, I've been seeing that. And I'm like, obviously I'm just totally not into fitness, but yeah, I've been seeing that as like a trend or an upcoming thing. Or I feel like this time next year, everyone's going to be doing a high rocks.
Well, I feel like it's the newest, biggest sort of like fitness thing, and everyone wants to be like a hybrid athlete where they do strength and running, and like Zoe Ray does it loads, and like Lucy Davis Fit.
What do you actually do in a high rocks?
So you run a kilometer, and in between running, so you run 8 kilometers, but in between each kilometer you do a different strength station. So you do
for
like
how long? Because I don't think I'd be able to keep the strength built for that long.
Well, that's the point, you've got to train and be strong. So it depends. It's not like a length of time that you do it for. It's like,
so you do 50,
you row a certain amount of.
I actually would find that more fun than running a half marathon though.
Yeah, so once I've finished my half marathon, I'm going to start strength training and carry on running, and then hopefully get an okay place to book one.
Oh, amazing. Seems like a fun, interesting way to
it
work
feels,
out.
Yeah, it feels like the events look really good.
But do you feel like
everyone
it's
gets
become
behind
a cult
each
thing.
Other? Oh, yeah, I think it already is.
Yeah, that's the vibe it gives me.
But I'm on board with it. I just feel like the events look good. Everyone's vibing each other. And even like all the elite people that are doing it, they all comment like on each other's stuff, like being each other's biggest fans. And like,
that's nice.
It seems like a nice base of fitness.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Okay, well, let's finish off with recommendations. Speaking of girlhood, this episode, we are going to recommend some just like really cute, nice, girly day out or day in like activities to do, because I think with me going to that Pac-Man thing last week and the video kind of blowing up, and every time I seem to do an activity, people just are looking for stuff to do.
Yeah, they are.
So this one's for the girlies.
I've actually always wanted, and you wouldn't want to do it, I don't think, but I've always wanted to do like the pottery painting.
That was my first one on my
list. Really?
There's a place in Manchester and I keep saying to the girls I want to go, but maybe we book it. It's like a bring your own booze pottery thing.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you do the pottery, but you can have a drink with it and like this and that.
Do you make it or do you paint it?
I don't know. I think you made it.
I think I like the decorating bit more.
Yeah, no, I would too. But I would. I want to do one of them, but I definitely would want to do like a boozy one. Because I think, because then you take it a bit less seriously.
Yeah, but I would take it really seriously.
No, that's fine. But just have a vodka orange while you're doing it.
I'd like want it to like, I'd be upset if it didn't look good.
Yeah, I know you would. No, I actually wrote that down.
I did not think that you'd want to do that.
I do want to give it a go. And I've never done it.
I think quite a few people have done them now. So let us know how it was.
Actually,
I think that's such a cute idea.
Yeah, I'm actually this week. So I'll have to let you know on next week's podcast how it goes. But I'm off to go and do that like Great British Bake Off.
Oh, is that what
making
you're doing?
A cake thing? Yeah, I've forgotten the name of it. So that's a rubbish recommendation. But where
yeah,
you
they
go
do
and
them in quite a lot of cities, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. So me and Silka are going to go and do that. So I'll have to let you guys know on the pod if it was any good, because I've again that's something else I've been seeing and been like, that's such a cute girly activity to go do.
Yeah, that is, and that takes away from the drinking. Like you just do something,
yeah, exactly.
Without having to like go out or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. So I have two more. So I wrote down bottomless brunches, obviously. I just feel like it's girlhood, girl therapy, getting dressed up, going to a bottomless brunch. So I was going to recommend a couple in Manchester that I
like that it's not, that it's a daytime thing.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, because you can book one at 12 o'clock and be home by tea time, or you can go to one at like 5 o'clock and get feral and end up in a couple of bars after. Like, it's good that you can like do it all day.
The nice thing about that as well is like, I feel like you're in your own, if you go with quite a few girls, you're in your own girl bubble. It's like everyone disappears. Everyone else is there.
Oh, 100%.
You're like energy.
Yeah, 100%. I would say if you want like a really good vibey one in Manchester where like it's like the tunes where you just sing along and Boulevard was good for my birthday, and I've heard Monkey House is really good. If you're wanting more of that, it turns into a party vibe. Yeah. Like, type thing. But I've also heard the Diecast one is good, and me and the girl said we're going to try that one out.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have to let you know as well. The Simmons one I didn't really rate, because you only get one slice of pizza and the music there is just a bit cheesy for me.
Yeah, it's not really, the music's not really your vibe.
But you got one slice of pizza, and I was like, to say there's
how much
so,
was it
30?
Oh, that is quite cheap.
Or 35.
Did you get a lot
or
of drinks?
30. We did. They did bring a lot of drinks over. So they weren't skimping on the drinks or anything. But I'm just a bit like, you have to eat something. And then the last one I wrote down was just genuinely, there's nothing better than organising like spa nights, movie nights, like at home girl nights. But not just having the girls round and catching up, like making an effort of like, doing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, making something. I love
like me and the
that.
Girls loved when we did our 2025 bingo cards evening, or
that's like a really nice thing to do.
Movie nights,
girls.
Like cinema nights where we like put on a film we've all been wanting to watch. We even just made it special by all wearing matching pajamas. So just things like that.
Yeah, definitely. And like even like just little bring a board nights or
yeah, actually we did that last year and that was really fun. And it was one of them where I was like, why are we doing this? Like we're not, but when we were doing it, I was like, that was really fun actually.
It's just nice, and it's nice to make a bit of an effort with each other.
Exactly.
I definitely like the like goals type thing. Like the bingo card that you did, because it makes you talk about different things with your friends rather
yeah, exactly.
than going out or like talking about your relationships or whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, well, this has been a nice little
It's been a nice little girlhood episode.
Yeah, it has. It's made me feel really nice, actually.
Stunning. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you get us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and we are on YouTube as well. So if you watch us there, make sure you subscribe or rate, comment, wherever it is that you listen to us. But we really do appreciate you all.
We really do. Make sure you're checking out our Instagram stories for the next few weeks' episodes, because we're going to put some stuff on there for you to interact
with. Amazing. Love you all. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.